From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. New Financial Times research has shown that US bank chief executives are paid twice as much as their European competitors. Well, down the line from New York, our investment banking correspondent Laura Noonan has been speaking about the trend with John Rowe, head of ISS Analytics, which crunches the numbers on pay and other topics for over 1,700 investor clients.
So, overall, what do you make of the level of CEO pay? Is it something shareholders can live with now banks are becoming more profitable?
Well, the shareholder votes tell the story. When we look at how shareholders have responded to say-on-pay votes, we see fairly strong support for bank CEOs around the world. When shareholders are asked, are the executive pay programs appropriate? For the most part, they're responding favorably, with a few notable exceptions.
And we do see quite a divide between how much CEOs are earning in Europe and how much they're earning in the US, or I guess even between US and the rest of the world. Why is that?
You know, that's a great question. And it's something that's not limited to just banks. This is actually across almost every sector we look at. The US executive pay is, for the most part, much higher. Part of this is because of benchmarking practices. When we look at how companies set pay, traditionally they've used other companies that are similar in terms of size or economic footprint or other factors to try to figure out what they should pay their CEOs. And along the way, as companies have done that, a lot of them have tended to choose companies that we call aspirational, companies that are a little bit larger than them. And over time, that led to escalating pay. Now we're talking about something that's played out over 20 years or more in the U.S. We haven't seen the same effects happen outside the U.S. You know, ex-U.S. pay is traditionally a little bit more restrained. In fact, in some markets, much more restrained than it is in the U.S. And I think that's notably because some of the ways that outside the U.S. how executive pay has been set, and oftentimes it's been more inward-looking than it has been outward-looking to set those pay levels. And when companies have looked internally to set their pay levels, it's led to more restrained pay increases for senior executives.
Okay. And when you think about banking being such a global, international industry, is it possible, do you think, to maintain that big gap between how much chief executives are paid in the U.S. and how much they're paid in the other global markets when they're all competing on the global stage?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, or for some of these executives, it's perhaps the $20 million question. You know, over time, we have seen European banks start to become, in some cases, a lot more U.S.-like when it comes to their pay packages. But oftentimes, the ways they've become more U.S.-like has been through the mechanisms of pay, looking at performance-based pay vehicles rather than the magnitude of pay. I think the shareholder bases for a lot of these international banks have done a fairly good job at keeping the pay practices contained to the local geographies where the banks are operating. However, as some of these banks really expand into more global markets, the global footprints and the responsibilities and the exposures that these companies have are much more similar to their U.S. cousins, the very large banks. So I think it's a matter of time until we see some pay inflation spread around the world. I think it will be a lot more restrained than what we've seen in the U.S.
When it comes to the overall level, if we look at the U.S. in particular, do you think if we see banks do continue to do well, if they make bigger gains from interest rate rises, if the U.S. economic recovery takes off, do you think that we will see executive pay shoot above the $30 million mark? So this year, I think the best paid would have been $28.2 million. Are we getting closer to that $30 million point, and do you think that we will tip past that?
You know, I think it's only a matter of time until we see a bank CEO hit that $30 million mark. You know, we're getting close, as you said. There are a couple of large U.S. banks that have already topped the $20 million mark and a couple already over the $25 million mark. When we look historically over time, CEO pay for the large companies typically is somewhere in the 6% a year in terms of increases. So if you plot that out, it's not too many years until we should see a number like that. Now, is there a natural point of resistance at $30 million when it comes to shareholders and when they look at compensation packages? We haven't seen any point of natural resistance so far, as long as companies are performing well. What we've seen shareholders largely do is, as long as the pay programs aren't extremely large compared to peers, largely give executive compensation a pass, as long as performance and total shareholder return is strong.
Thank you very much, John, and that's certainly a topic that we at the FT will be continuing to watch with interest, as I'm sure investors in banks shall as well.
My thanks to Laura and John. And for more on this story, please go to FT.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.